This portion of the show is brought to you by Anal Tech. On the whole, we've got your ass covered.
Over the last several years, there has been a rise in cases of pink eye. Scientists and researchers have concluded the leading cause for this is texting on the toilet. Ever since the invention of the smartphone and having access to some of the greatest things on the internet, while dropping the kids off at the pool, so to speak, people spend 87% more time in the bathroom in 2022 than they did in 2002. Sure, COVID lockdown got people washing their hands, but what about the phone? You can't very well run it underwater. But now, from Anal Tech comes the pink eye solution in the form of the iPoop. The iPoop is a pocket sanitizer for electronic devices. Simply turn on the iPoop when you enter the stall, and by the time you are ready to exit, it's ready to use. So after you clean yourself, run the iPoop over the surface, then wash your hands. No more chance for pink eye, even if you break on through to the other side and take a trip through Mud Valley. The iPoop will clean and sanitize. Look for the iPoop at all cell phone retailers.
Due to the extreme nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. The subject matters may include topics of substance usage, sex, historical events that may be sensitive to some listeners, and foul language. Things discussed may not be considered politically correct in this overly sensitive environment. They may not be appropriate for listeners under the age of 13. As well as some listeners may find things offensive no matter the age, again, listener discretion is advised.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the next episode of GXO, Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. Focusing on everything that's relevant to the greatest generation alive today, Generation X. So if it involves movies, music, TV, and a bit of history from 1960 through 1999, we're going to talk about it. Who knows? You might just learn something before it's all said and done. And if you're lucky, this grouchy old fart might just regale you with a story or two. I'm Robert Popp, coming to you from beautiful Podunk, Nebraska.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Anal Tech. On the whole, we've got your ass covered.
Ever just sit on a toilet and have the never-ending wipe? Well, those days are over. Introducing One-and-Done Wipes, a new form of toilet paper that contains a solvent. Solution, where there's just one wipe and you're fresh and clean. Done deal. The secret is a two-step process. First, getting the right paper that's part paper towel and part angel kisses because
it's so strong
and so soft.
Next comes a solvent, solution, that's going to let you know that you are clean. It even tingles.
Oh, my.
And here's the biggest news. It's reusable. Just follow the cleaning instructions on the label. No more wondering if you're going to leave skid marks.
Ooh, yeah.
No more worrying if there won't be any paper during the next pandemic. And no more flushing away your hard-earned money. The one-and-done wipe. Available at all fine retailers and auto body shop suppliers everywhere.
The views and opinions expressed are just that, Rob's views and opinions. He is not always politically correct, and they may not match up with your own opinions. It is not his intentions to offend anyone. Hopefully you find the shows entertaining and informative as well. Please note, Rob is not a professional historian, but he has done a lot of research for this show. With that being said, mistakes happen, but he will do his best to minimize those. Keep in mind, Rob is just some nut with a microphone.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this week's episode of GXO, Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. This week, going to be talking about an artist that I think was really understated, and I think he's a lot better than what a lot of people remember. Boz Scaggs, the year he hit the first part in his charts was 1976. So, as always, here is our history lesson. And remember, we're doing this in a new format. Evening news, morning news, whatever you want to call it. So, world leaders at the time, U.S. President Gerald Ford, that was almost like having Joe Biden in office. Just saying.
In the USSR, Leonid Brezhnev. Over in England, Harold Wilson was the Prime Minister, and then Sir James Callaghan took over midway. Top headlines for that year. World news, Cambodia is renamed the Democratic Kampuchea. The Khmer Rouge leader, fucking douchebag, Pol Pot, he becomes prime minister, if that's what you want to call it, and then eventually a dictator of Cambodia after Prince Sihanouk, just going to go with that, sure I didn't pronounce it correctly, steps down. Thousands gather in Tiananmen Square to commemorate former leader Zhou Enlai and ask for more openness in government. Formal reunification of North and South Vietnamese, that happened with, of course, the Viet Cong being the victors in that. Korean axe murderer incident. What happened there? Two U.S. soldiers tasked with cutting down a poplar tree. Poplar tree. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's like a smaller version of a cottonwood. Just kind of a soft wood, not really great for a lot of things. But it was blocking the view of UN observers, and the North Koreans killed them, claiming that it was planted by Kim Tu-sung in the Korean Demilitarized Zone. In U.S. news, Sarah Jane Moore, sentenced to life for attempting to shoot U.S. President Gerald Ford. That was one of his two attempted assassinations within, I think it was 35 days or some shit like that. The Liberty Bell moves to its new home across the street from Independence Hall in Philadelphia. The first electron micrograph of an Ebola viral particle is obtained by Dr. F. A. Murphy, working at the CDC. Whatever happened to Ebola? It's like COVID-19 came and went, and the Ebola virus, they haven't heard shit about it for a while. I wonder what plague du jour 2025 holds in store for us. The results to U.S. advice columnist Ann Landers, by the way, my mom had the Ann Landers hair for quite a few years. The question that Ann Landers posed, if you could do it all over, would you still become a parent? Stated that 70% of the 10,000 responding parents were negative about being parents. Well, you know how to prevent that. And although we know what causes pregnancy, people still end up getting pregnant that when they don't want to. I don't understand that. George H. Bush, King George I, if you will, becomes the 11th director of the CIA until 1977. Washington, D.C., subway system opens. Democrat candidate Jimmy Carter. Hi, I'm Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president. You always got to say that with a big smile on your face. By the way, have you seen him lately? My God, I have seen less scary corpses on The Walking Dead. Wow. He's elected president of the United States, defeating incumbent Republican President Ford. I was really okay getting Ford out of there because, wow, I mean, if you're old enough to remember Gerald Ford, you know why. I'm speechless when it comes to him. The government halts swine flu vaccination program following reports of, oops, paralysis. NASA publicly unveils the, I love this, the Space Shuttle Enterprise in Palmdale, California. Named after the Star Trek Enterprise, with the most of the cast attending. And I know I've shared this before. 100 years ago, when I lived another life, I ended up going to Florida for a business trip. And we went out to the Kennedy Space Center and some of our off time. And I was so disappointed because Enterprise had just been moved from Kennedy to the Smithsonian in D.C. But nonetheless, I was able to be on board Atlantis, and Discovery was out on the launch pad waiting to go up. And then a few years later, well, more than a few, when I was married for the third time, we took our honeymoon in D.C., went out to the Smithsonian, and one of the Smithsonians, by the way, if you've never been to D.C., there's like seven of them, but we went out to the Air and Space out near the airport, and there she sat in all her glory. The Space Shuttle Enterprise. And I didn't realize how close it sat to the ground. I have about a 9.5, 10-foot reach, standing flat-footed. And I was actually able to stand and put my hand on the belly of Enterprise, which I thought was very, very cool. And then it wasn't too long after that, it made its way back to Kennedy Space Center to be on display, dismantled, whatever. So, yeah, it was very cool. Tom Blochow. I always thought that that's what he said, was Tom Blochow. Because he just sounded like he had a mouthful of marbles. I'm Tom Blochow. Starts as the new anchor of NBC's The Today Show. Barbara Walters becomes the first female U.S. nightly network news anchor. And how many of you guys remember the rest of the story? Well, Paul Harvey's syndicated program premiered on the ABC radio networks and lasted until his death in 2009, where he finally said, "Good day." The U.S. was presented with the oldest known copy of the Magna Carta, written in iron gall ink on parchment in medieval Latin. That's kind of cool. Carol Fugate, Starkweather's, Charlie Starkweather from here in Nebraska, when he went on his bender, his accomplice was paroled. And the U.S. Supreme Court rules the death penalty is not inherently cruel or unusual. In New York City, the Son of Sam kills one person and seriously wounds another in a series of attacks. And finally, here in the U.S. headlines, a 36-hour kidnapping of 26 school children and their bus driver in California. In sports, Ted Turner purchased the Atlanta Braves for a reported $12 million. Cubs center fielder Rick Monday rescues the U.S. flag from two fans trying to set it on fire. And I have said this before, come set my motherfucking flag on fire, because I'm going to assume you're on fire as well, and I'm probably going to stomp you out. There was a rainout at the Houston Astrodome, which kind of is a conflict, because it was a dome. Anyway, it canceled the game due to heavy rains, making it difficult for visiting teams and umpires to get through the flooded streets to the stadium. Well, now that makes sense. If it's a freaking gully washer, yeah, the baseball diamond's dry, but it's like a mini flood trying to get there. And I've been to Houston. Holy crap. I don't think they're used to a lot of rain. Tommy Lasorda replaced Walter Alston as the Los Angeles Dodgers manager. one of my favorite managers while I was growing up and a definite Dodger fan. New York Yankees signed free agent Reggie Jackson to a 5-year contract. Quarterback Joe Namath played his last game with the New York Jets. Hank Aaron hit his 755th and last home run off of Angels' Dick Drago. In weather, the Teton Dam burst in Idaho, causing $1 billion worth of damage. And keep in mind, that was in 1976 dollars. And something that touched me very, very closely, the flash flood in the Big Thompson Canyon in Colorado between Estes Park and Loveland, Colorado, on Route 34, which is the highway that goes through the canyon, killed 139. That was devastating, because the thing was, as everybody was like, they were like, hey, there's you know, torrential downpours and suspected flooding, and we don't think the dam's going to hold. You guys need to evacuate. And people in the canyon were just like, fuck you. And unfortunately, 139 lost their lives. In entertainment, Frank Sinatra, old Blue Eyes himself, brings surprise guest Dean Martin to his appearance on Jerry Lewis's 11th Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon. The first time Martin and Lewis had shared a stage in over 20 years. You know, I think that's pretty damn cool that Sinatra said, hey, you two fucking get your shit together. You know, you've got a lot of people out there that love you both. They'd love to see you guys patch it up. And the thing was, is they didn't even remember what the fuck the even argument was even about. And I if you've never seen it, go on YouTube and watch that. They are so. I mean, you could tell they love each other. You know, they embrace, and then they, after the audience dies down, so what's doing? And of course, everybody just fucking busts it, so it's cool. Jerry Lee Lewis made headlines again, this time not for marrying a 13-year-old cousin, but this time for attempting to shoot soda bottles, hard air quotes there, and hits his bass player, Norman Owens, twice in the chest. Well, what the fuck, was Owen holding him? Yeah. He's probably bringing him a couple of Cokes. He's like, hey, you want a Coke and a smile? And Jerry Lee Lewis is like, hey, watch this. Bang, bang. Right in the fucking chest. Wow. Whole lot of shaking going on. Notable deaths that year. One of my favorite authors passed away. Agatha Christie. And I'm not a big one for Ms. Marple, but I do like the Hercule Poirot character. And she said something that has always stuck with me. The thrill is in the chase, never in the capture. And I love that. There's a lot of truth there. Vince Guaraldi, American jazz pianist, he passed away that year. I said pianist. When you watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and they're all dancing, they're goofy little dances and everything, and it's supposed to be Schroeder playing it, it's Vince. And that's the Linus and Lucy song that we're all so familiar with. Percy Faith, he passed away. Mao Zedong, over in China, he died. Howard Hughes, honestly, I think the older Howard got, I think the further his cheese slid off his cracker. You want to see a really good movie about him. I believe it's called The Aviator, and it starred Leonardo DiCaprio. And, yeah, it just shows his descent into madness. Martha Mitchell, wife of U.S. Attorney General John Mitchell, who had tremendous amount of fame during a little thing called Watergate. J. Paul Getty, oil billionaire, he died. Carlos Gambino of the Gambino crime family passed away. In the music stores, top songs here in the United States. A Fifth of Beethoven, which is different than A Fifth of Jack Daniels, by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Never thought you could ever have Beethoven become a disco song, but they did it. Play That Funky Music, White Boy, by Wild Cherry. Great song. A little racist, but great song. Silly Little Love Songs by Paul McCartney and Wings. I Write the Songs by Barry Manilow. I am a Manilow fan. It is not even something I'm ashamed of. I like Barry Manilow. He was very talented. Still is. And Love Machine by The Miracles. Top R&B songs. Car Wash, Working at the Car Wash by Rose Royce. Hotline by The Silvers. You Don't Have to Be a Star, Baby by Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. The Rubber Band Man, I love that song, by the way, by The Spinners. And I Wish by the incomparable Stevie Wonder. Top Country Songs. Thinking of a Rendezvous by Johnny Duncan. A little cheating song going on there. $2 in the Jukebox by Eddie Rabbit. We lost Eddie Rabbit way too soon. Let My Love Be Your Pillow by Ronnie Millsap. I saw Ronnie Millsap in concert. Unfortunately, he didn't see me. Yes, that is a blind joke. He's blind, so he didn't see anybody. She Never Knew Me by Don Williams. And Saying Hello, Saying I Love You, Saying Goodbye. Another cheating song by Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius. Top One-Hit Wonders for 1976. Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop. That's a great song. Afternoon Delight, talking about having some afternoon sex if you weren't able to read between the lines, by the Starland Vocal Band. Why wait until the middle of the night? If it feels right, feels right. You know. Welcome Back, the theme song for Welcome Back, Cotter by John Sebastian. More, More, More by Andrea True Connection. And Junk Food Junkie.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
That is such a funny song by Larry Grossi. In the movie theater, we were watching. Actually, we had quite a bit of really good movies back then. Too bad they can't come up with shit like this now. Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. You talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, you must be talking to me because I'm the only one here. Rocky.
Yo, Adrian.
All the President's Men. Carrie.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Logan's Run. The Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau. Freaky Friday. Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, one of their many collaborations. King Kong. The Enforcer with Clint Eastwood. Assault on Precinct 13. The Omen.
Damien, put the dog down, Damien.
The Outlaw Josie Wales. Grey Gardens. That is an interesting movie. It was more of a documentary. Mother Jugs and Speed. That had Bill Cosby in it. And Ode to Billy Joe. Gus, that was a Disney donkey movie. Actually, I think it was more of a mule. Yeah. Return of a Man Called Horse, Gator, that had Jerry Reed and Burt Reynolds in it, great movie. Car Wash, the song was better than the movie. Sybil, that was a movie about a woman who had multiple personalities. That had Sally Field in it. A Star is Born with Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. The Shaggy D.A., The Enforcer, and Voyage of the Damned on TV. The $128,000 question, why they came up with that number, I have no idea. Alice, Austin City Limits, Baba Black Sheep, Battle of the Network Stars. Remember when they would do that? They'd have like Suzanne Somers and Joyce DeWitt and Bob Newhart and Gabe Kaplan. I mean, they were all out there doing tug of war. You know, the women were out there in these tank tops, no bras, little jiggle TV going on, while the guys had the nut hugger shorts on. And I know every woman was just begging for like John Travolta's, you know, nut sack or his dong to slip out the pant leg or something. So too bad we don't have that. Well, we got too many networks. So Big John, Little John, The Bionic Woman. Oh, fuck. The Brady Bunch Hour. Ugh. That. Oh. Okay. So powers that be, if you're listening, that's one for the Mandela effect. Make that one go away. CBO Sharky, that had Don Rickles in it. The Captain and Tennille Show. Charlie's Angels, thank you for that as a preteen. Dr. Shrinker, no clue. Again, at that time, seemed like everybody had their own show. Dolly Parton had hers, not a name of Dolly. Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles. In the wine. Yes, and what's sad is that shit's living fucking rent-free in my head. The Donnie and Marie Show, Double Dare, that was a game show, Dino Mutt, Wonder Dog, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, that had, oh God, what is her name from Days of Our Lives? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. Family. I just rewatched that. It's not too bad. It's dated, but I mean, it's still, you know, still poignant. Family Feud with Richard Dawson. The Gong Show. God, you know, I would love to see them bring the Gong Show onto like Game Show Network, or hell, just let us stream it. We can watch all of these fuckers just coked out of their fucking minds. You know, just be an absolute, I mean, they were giving the censors heart attacks every time they went on the air. Hot Seat, How the West Was Won, that was a TV show. I've Got a Secret, In Search Of, I believe that had Leonard Nimoy in it. Jabberjaw, The Jacksons, of course they had their show. The Croft Super Show, Laverne and Shirley. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Live from Lincoln Center, Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. The McLean Stevenson Show, Mr. T and Tina. Monster Squad, Most Wanted, The Mumbly Cartoon Show, The Muppet Show, Quincy, M.E., liked Quincy, had Jack Klugman in it, The Scooby-Doo Dino-Mutt Hour, Serpico, the TV series, Stargazers, Tabitha, Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, Thing Theater, liked that, The Tony Randall Show, Van Dyke and Company, What's Happening, and Wonderbug. I don't know if you guys remember Wonderbug. It was an old dune buggy called Schlepp that these kids put a magic horn on it, and the fucker would just like turn into like this jazzy dune buggy type thing. So And topic for today, Boss Gags. So stick around after these words from my fake sponsors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Anal Tech. On the whole, we've got your ass covered.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. Chances are you just juiced your shorts.
Oh, no!
Well, those days are over. Introducing brake pads from Anal Tech, the makers of the one-and-done wipe and the uh-oh undies. The brake pad is specially designed to stop skid marks before they start.
Oh, yeah!
Because we know as you get older, you shouldn't and can't trust a fart. The brake pad secret technology protects your clothes from unsightly stains and odor, as well as pulling moisture away from your derriere.
Oh, mama!
And all in all, the brake pad just leaves you feeling nice and tingly on the whole.
Oh, my, my, my.
So whether you're a boxers or briefs, granny panties or thongs, or you simply like to go commando, you can bet your sweet ass Anal Tech has you covered. You can find Anal Tech products at all fine retailers and auto shop suppliers everywhere.
Any claims of time travel are purely fictitious and are only meant for entertainment purposes. And honestly, if you believe Rob can travel through time, I only have one question for you. What the hell is wrong with you?
Welcome after that break. Hey, I just wanted to mention to you, and I'm awfully sorry that I have been preoccupied with my surgery and being sick and that type of stuff to make sure the podcast is going on without a hitch. So hopefully during my recovery, because I'm going to be so fucking bored after I get done playing a bunch of PS4 and watching movies, then I'm hoping that I will have quite a few of the episodes up and going. So I really want to thank my followers and my listeners that have stuck through some of these harder times for me. And I'm going to try to do better. We may just end up having to do 2 a month rather than 4. So we'll see how things kind of play out in the season 3. So welcome back from that break. Today, like I said, we're going to be talking about Boz Scaggs. Now, William Royce Boz, quote, Scaggs was born on June 8th, 1944. Believe it or not, he was a bandmate of Steve Miller, of Steve Miller Band, from 67 to 68. And he was in the Ardells in the early 60s. He did create his own solo album in 65 called Boz, but it bombed. Scaggs began his solo career in 69 with his album Boz Scaggs and one of my favorite songs, Loan Me a Dime.
Somebody loan me a dime. I need to call my old time. Somebody loan me a dime. I need to call my old time. It used to be. Little girl's been gone so long. You know it's worrying me. Hey, it's worrying, me. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. I know she's a good girl, but at that time I just didn't understand. Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody loan me a dime. You know I need. I need a helping hand.
Though he lacked a major hit until his 1976 album Silk Degrees, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200, and produced hits such as Lido Shuffle,
Lido missed the boat that day, he left the shack, but that was all.
Produced two more platinum certified albums, Down To, Then Left, and Middleman, the latter of which produced two top 40 hits called Breakdown Ahead and JoJo.
JoJo's got his gun. He wouldn't mean to, but you know he likes.
After a hiatus in most of the 1980s, he returned to recording and touring in 1988, releasing another album, Other Roads, and later joining the New York Rock and Soul Revenue. Skaggs opened the nightclub Slim's, a popular music venue in San Francisco. It closed, unfortunately, in 2020. He has continued to record and tour throughout the 90s, 2000s, 10s, and up to 2018. And that had his album Out of the Blues being released. When he was a young boy at St. Mark's, he met Steve Miller, which helped him to learn the guitar at the age 12. A classmate wanted to give Skaggs a weird nickname, and it started out as Bosley, then Boswell, then Bosworth, and then it just got shortened to Bos. And that is how he got his name, Bos Skaggs. In 1967, after receiving a postcard invitation from Steve Miller to join his band, he appeared on the Steve Miller Band's first two albums, Children of the Future and Sailor, in 1968. He left the band due to musical taste differences and tension between him and his friend Miller. You know, I've had that. Yeah, you should never work with friends. As long as that sounds good, never work with or for friends. Shit can go sideways pretty quick. Skaggs then secured a solo career with Atlantic Records in 1968, releasing his second album, Bos Skaggs, a year later. Skaggs signed with Columbia Records, releasing the albums Moments in 1971 and My Time in 1972. These first Columbia albums were modest sellers, seeking a new, more soulful direction. Columbia brought in former Motown producer Johnny Bristol for Skaggs' next album, Slow Dancer, in 1974. Although the album only made it to number 81 on the U.S. Billboard chart, it subsequently obtained gold status, no doubt from getting a boost from the huge success of Skaggs' next album, Silk Degrees. In 1976, using session musicians who later formed the band, maybe you've heard of these guys, Toto, he recorded Silk Degrees, which received Grammy nominations for Album of the Year, reached number two on the U.S. Billboard 200, spawning four hits, It's Over, Lowdown,
Baby's in the running round, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought us this and that, how much you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent.
Hey boy, you better bring the check around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty lowdown.
What Can I Say and Lido Shuffle, as well as the poignant ballad We're All Alone.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end, so cry no more on the shore, please. Will take us out to sea forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes on me, and you can be with me. Meet the way through the caves of hours. We're all alone, we're all alone. Close the window, come alive, and it will be alright. No need to bother now. Let it out, let it all begin.
Which Rita Coolidge, who had performed backing vocals on an earlier Skaggs album, took to the top of the charts in 1977. Lowdown sold over 1 million copies in the U.S. and won the Grammy Award for the Best R&B Song. A sellout world tour followed. Skaggs was performing at Avery Fisher Hall, now the David Geffen Hall, in New York's Lincoln Center during the infamous July 13th New York City blackout in 77. He was around 15 minutes into his concert when the power went out. Skaggs told the audience to save their ticket stubs and he would do a repeat concert for them on Friday. Skaggs performed with Fleetwood Mac for a few concerts between 76 and 77. His follow-up album, Two Down, Then Left, did not sell as well as Silk Degrees. Neither of its singles reached the top 40. The 1980 album, Middleman, spawned two top 20 hits, Breakdown Ahead.
You
number 15 on the Hot 100, and JoJo. Ann Skaggs enjoyed two more top 20 hits in 1980 and 81. Look What You've Done to Me from the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, which that movie sucks.
Fire in the night. Bridges burning with their light. Now I'll spend the whole night through. And honey, yes, I'll just spend it all on you.
Miss Sun. Skaggs then took a long break from recording as he felt making music became more of a job and that the music had left him. He did attempt a new album in 1983, but it didn't feel right. In 1985, he succumbed to the feelings of anxiety and felt he had to get a record out as soon as possible because, quote, something very big was missing in his life. Skaggs' next album, Other Roads, did not appear until 1988 due to Columbia rejecting the record as, quote, they didn't feel they had a strong album, making Skaggs spend more time perfecting the album. Heart of Mine, by the way, which is one of my favorites, from Other Roads is Skaggs' last top 40 hit as of 2018.
You may find true love that will last forever. And ever, till then, you'll spend a lifetime wishing together.
Also in 1988, he opened the San Francisco nightclub Slim's and remained the owner until the venue closed in 2020. In 1989 to 1992, Skaggs joined Don Fagen, Phoebe Snow, Michael McDonald, and others in the New York Rock and Soul Review. In 1992, Skaggs performed at Toto's tribute concert for Jeff Porcaro, along with Don Henley, Don Fagen, Eddie Van Halen, George Harrison, and Michael McDonald. His next solo album was the Some Change in 1994, which had the song Sierra.
What about the one who said he loved you? What about the one who said he cared? Don't bother trying to find him. Way up in the icy air. Oh, you played with his
his heartstrings, and he played without a care. But not up in the high Sierra, you won't play his heart out there. The angels lay their cross across the sky, they line up for him every night. Some have wings and others sing, the rest do lazy ballets in the air.
Another missed hit was Fly Like a Bird.
There was a howl that night, a howling like they'd never heard before. He cried so loud, oh granddad, almost hit the door. He said, I love this child as much as anyone that she ever bore. But I thank the Lord we won't be having any more. Then the baby heard the sweetest sound he'd ever heard. In tones so beautiful he hung on every word. She sang, hush my love, granny's little dove is gonna take to the sky. On such a night, he learned to fly like a bird.
And I'll Be the One.
Tired of seeing some plaything acting like a toy. Tired of watching some fool trying to be your boy. And I don't like being the one seeing you. Shadows staring out at love again. But I'll be the one. I'm the one reminding you that you've got a choice. I'm the one to let you know that I hear your voice. Standing empty hearted, standing in the wings again. I'll be the one.
Next was Fade to Light in 1996, and again a missed hit by the name of Just Go.
Take what you need. Just leave me a key and go. I'm all out of answers except what I don't know. This hanging around is dragging us down, you know. Everything changes, I guess.
He issued Come On Home, an album of rhythm and blues, and a song called Sick and Tired.
Come home,
still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you.
And My Time, then in 1997. That was the Boz Scaggs anthology. In the summer of 98, Boz toured as an opening act for Stevie Nicks. After another hiatus from recording, his next album, Dig, received good reviews. However, the CD was released on an unfortunate date, 9/11/2001. In May of 2003, Scaggs released But Beautiful, a collection of jazz standards that debuted at number one on the jazz chart. By the way, that is an excellent album. In 2008, he released Speak Low, which he described as the liner notes as, quote, a sort of progressive experimental effort. After a break in recording, he undertook a series of shows across the U.S. in 2008. 2 years later, he joined Don Fagen and Michael McDonald for concerts entitled The Dukes of September Rhythm Review. His next album, Memphis, was released in March of 2013. It had the song Corrina, Corrina.
Corrina, Corrina, where you been so long? Corrina, Corrina.
In 2015, he released A Fool to Care, a compilation of mostly covers, including Whispering Pines with Lucinda Williams and one original blues compositions. By the way, I dig this song so much. Hell to Pay, that he performed with Bonnie Raitt. Didn't make it, but I really like from that album is The Last Tango on 16th Street.
trying to make a play. The people with the answers don't often pass this way. Starting from Dolores all the way to Tree, it's the last tango on 16th Street. The later that it gets, the meaner that it looks. There's a lot to learn out here, not bound in books. Regardless of the winter rain, watch out for the heat when it's the last tango on 16th Street.
The album rose to number one on Billboard's Blues Albums chart and number 54 on the Billboard 200. In 2018, he released Out of the Blues, reaching number one on the Billboard Blues chart. In February 2024, he made his first post-pandemic visit to Japan, touring for seven shows in five locations throughout the country. From the stage of his Tokyo show, he announced that he would donate the guitars he used for his Japan tour to a charity auction to help support the recovery from the 2024 Noto Peninsula earthquake, which has struck on New Year's Day earlier this year. Boz Scaggs is honestly one of those artists that, well, I really kind of discovered him in my adulthood. And I've already played a few of my favorite songs from Silk Degrees like Lido and Lowdown, but here's a few more clips. Georgia. Harbor Lights. You enjoy learning about Boz Scaggs, because I really do feel like he's one of those underrated artists of the 70s until now. Guy's got a great voice. He's very creative. And I want to thank you guys for joining me this week on GXO, the podcast, of course, nobody asked for. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get a episode out next week. I'm hoping to get Ronald Reagan and the year that he and the Pope were shot. If not, it'll be kind of a drop-in episode between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Upcoming, though, Thanksgiving, of course, we're doing our annual tradition for the second year. Second annual turkey drop from WKRP, audio only. By the way, I do not own this. This is something I downloaded off my paid YouTube subscription. And an original production for a Thanksgiving creepy pasta that I wrote and that I'll be starring in. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. And if you don't, lie to me. Just go ahead and lie to me, because I don't know that my ego could take it. So honestly, though, I do hope you do like it. So until then, you guys have yourself a great week, and we'll see you again soon.
This has been Generation Extraordinary. The views and opinions are Rob's and Rob's alone. Any claims of time travel are purely fictional. The music and audio clips are not Rob's or GXO's, and in most cases were downloaded through his paid YouTube subscription and are only used for entertainment purposes. GXO is a production of Pulpy Enterprises. Its host, creator, producer, and editor is Robert Pop. Co-producer is Harley Quinn. If you are a fan of the show, please show your support by going on to Spotify and follow us, like and share. It seems like such a small thing to do, but it really does help. For more information, support, suggestions, or to contact us, go to the website www.genxord.com. Thanks for listening.